going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do we have a special day in history? I believe that we do. Yes. It was, in fact, April 28th, 1789. There was a ship named after a paper towel company. You might have heard of it. The Bounty. Remember that? Huh? The quicker sail to the other coast. Icker. 3 weeks into the journey from Tahiti to the West Indies, the HMS Bounty is seized in a mutiny led by Fletcher Christian, the master's mate. Captain William Bligh and 18 of his loyal supporters were set adrift in a small open boat, and the Bounty set course to go south of Tahiti. In December 1787, the Bounty left England for Tahiti in the South Pacific. It was to collect a cargo of breadfruit saplings to transport to the West Indies. Then it would serve as food for enslaved passengers. After a 10-month journey, the Bounty arrived in Tahiti in October of 1788 and remained there for 5 months. On Tahiti, the crew enjoyed an idyllic life, reveling in the comfortable climate, the lush surroundings, and the hospitality of the Tahitians. Fletcher Christian, who led the mutiny, fell in love with a Tahitian woman. And April of 1789, the Bounty departed Tahiti with its store of breadfruit saplings. On April 28th, near the island of Tonga, Christian and 25 petty officers and seamen, that's when they seized the ship. Captain Bligh, who eventually would fall prey to a total of 3 mutinies in his career. Wow. Why don't they call him Captain Jerk? Clearly nobody liked him.
Apparently.
Yeah, he was known as an oppressive commander. He was very insulting to those who had to work under his command. So yeah, they set him adrift in an overcrowded 23-foot-long boat in the middle of the Pacific. Christian and his conspirators had apparently handed him a death sentence by remarkable seamanship. However, Bligh and his men reached Timor in the East Indies on June 14th after a voyage of 3,600 miles. Wow. Bligh eventually returned to England and soon sailed again to Tahiti, from where he successfully transported breadfruit trees to the West Indies. Wow. So, mutiny on the Bounty.
I bet most people hear that and don't even know the story.
They do now.
Yes, they do.
Captain Bligh.
Not a very nice guy, sounds like.
No.
Not the word for it.
I mean, look, you get one mutiny.
Yeah.
You go,
Maybe it was them. Maybe it's not me this
right.
time. Yeah.
You get the second one, you're like, yeah, it's probably me. And you don't change.
Yeah.
And here comes the third one. But yeah. Apparently he was a tough one to be in the open ocean back then and make it 3,600 miles. Amazing. In a boat, not under power. Wow. That is amazing. On this day in 1789 is when the HMS Bounty was seized in a very mutinous way by Fletcher Christian. Captain William Bligh was taken out of charge from the ship and set out into ocean, open ocean in a small boat.
That's amazing. He survived.
And he survived. And there are survivors that live in little islands very far away that can trace all their lineage back to one of the 8 or 9 mutineers.
Yeah.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Pete, good morning.
Good morning. I have a little historical tidbit for you. The Bounty, the men and women that took over the Bounty, they went to an isolated speck of land called Pitcairn Island, way, way, way away from everything else. And it took a while, but eventually a boat did go there, a ship did go there and check it out. And it was interesting because there were several women that had survived, but just one man and all the other men were conveniently dead or missing. But that was kind of funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unless you're one
of
them.
So the descendants are a lot of them from him. And his name was actually John Adams, I do believe.
Well, there you go.
And so here's an island. It's actually a set of them, but they're very small. Mm-hmm. Really, like 1,000 miles from Tahiti, which is in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And at one point, the 2-mile island, you know, it's like 2 miles long, actually gets so overcrowded they have to move the people.
What?
Yes.
Well, that's congestion there.
And then some of them went back. And the others went to a former, former penal colony.
Right.
And that's where a lot of them still live. Descendants.
I was going to say, perhaps that explains the overpopulation.
It's possible. It is. And see, it's interesting. These stories, I don't remember that whole story. I remember,
we just hear the
remember
phrase.
The mutiny on the Bounty, Captain Bligh. That was it. I don't even remember the Fletcher Christian, really. I mean, until now that I've said it 5 times, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think I remember. But, yeah, history is interesting and exciting.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it as a kid in school. It was one of my, I mean, that and the English's variants of that. Math, did okay in math. And then algebra came along.
Yeah, that was kind of my downfall, too.
Yeah, not good. It was not pretty.
My favorite pirate, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, there you go.
Was he real?
Sure. I mean, I've seen him on TV. He shows up every once in a while at Disney.
He shows up every once in a while in court.
At hospital. Well, yes, but usually he wins, typically, too. So
it's true.
There's that.
Johnny Depp.
You know, it's almost like I've gained an appreciation for him. Despite all the stuff, it's kind of like...
I liked him from Jump Street.
Oh, yeah, that's going back.
Did you see what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did. Yeah, 21 Jump Street. I remember that. Bob's so clever, even on a Monday.
Yeah.
Even on a Monday.
I'm double jointed. I pat myself on the back so often. It's pretty sad.
Otherwise, you'd hurt yourself.
All right, we got other things we're supposed to talk about. I just can't remember what it was.
Yeah, but there's only like 20 and a half minutes left of the show.
So I wanted to give the code word out. I know that. Did I do that yet?
Yeah.
Just now?
I did.
Yeah. Did I? No, we went to Pete first, didn't we?
Now I got to go back and listen to the Odyssey app and find out.
I better give it out just in case.
Yeah.
I went to high school with that guy, Justin.
Yeah, really?
Just in case.
He's done okay. I hear about him on TV and stuff. Yeah.
Shows up, every once in a while
you
just to help.
You did give it, but it wouldn't hurt to give it again.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.